It is time to talk some Tigers hoops, talk some Briarcrest hoops as well. He led Briarcrest to two state championships. He's a two-time Mr. Basketball winner, and now he's headed to play at the University of Memphis. Fred Smith Jr. joining us now on Sports 56 Mornings. Hey, Fred, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it. First of all, congratulations on your tough decision. I know you had a lot of suitors out there. When did you know for sure it was going to be the University of Memphis?
I would say me and Cello, we talked about it a couple times. But after he committed, that's when, like, I was like, oh, okay. You know, me and him being childhood friends, it's something we always just like dreamed about, just being outside shooting shots, always talking about, you know, like college decisions. So I would say probably like a couple months after he did it.
Right. So you knew that it would be a great opportunity, but you didn't know 100%. That's why you took your time in making the announcement. I know you had Tigers fans on pins and needles wondering what you were going to do, but I guess with all recruits, they should take their time and make sure that they think about it thoroughly and make the right decision. But after a couple of months, as you said, you decided to join forces with Cello. Tell us a little bit more about that relationship, how it started, and how do you think you guys can work together on the court?
I would say it originally started my sixth grade summer. That's when I first met him, and since then it's been history on and off the court.
Did you kind of, was it like in the same neighborhood, or was it through like AAU basketball? How did you guys meet?
We live close, but okay. I would say mostly through basketball for sure.
What is it about, other than obviously him, but with Penny Hardaway and the University of Memphis, the hometown university, what was it about that situation that attracted you to make that decision?
Put God first, of course, mm-hmm. and being able to lead me in the right direction. But I would say for sure, my mom, my dad, keep me well rounded and grounded into making my own decisions as well. I would say staying at home for sure. Too, you know, that just home being home. So
right, and really Memphis has gotten away from that a little bit, but for years and years and years, decades, they have relied on local talent because the local talent's so good. And I'm sure, you know, I mean, you know that, but I'm sure your mom and dad knows that, and relatives of yours, Fred, know the history of Memphis basketball. And to have you not return, but stay in Memphis, again, they've gotten away from that a little bit. I think it's so exciting for the fan base. But does it come with a little more pressure of playing for the hometown team?
I mean, not really. I feel as if I'm prepared. God has prepared me, the people around me has prepared me for different levels, especially with basketball. But I wouldn't say it's no pressure. It's basketball at the end of the day. I mean, mm-hmm. people have their own opinion. People are gonna say what they want to say. It's goods and bads to it. You gotta stick through. Got to face adversity for what it is.
One of the good things is that your family, your friends, people you went to school with, they have a chance to watch you right here in Memphis at FedEx Forum.
Yes, sir. Just trying to, you know, build the program back. You know, even with, like, Memphis kids, like you said, like me and Cello, and be able to play at a high level.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, you had one of the best high school basketball careers anybody's had in the city, with the state championships and the Mr. Basketballs and everything else. How do you see your game translating to the college level? What are the things you feel like maybe you got to work on here to get ready and be ready for the college game?
I would say the physicality and the strength changes at every level. So for sure, mm-hmm. those two, being able to play defense, having a consistent jump shot for sure, and speed.
So what are your plans in the off season now as you get ready to head to Memphis as far as working out and preparing? And then, of course, you'll join the team once graduation takes place, I assume. And then you'll join the team and then have those off season workouts with the school. But on your own, what do you plan to do to try to make all those areas you just discussed improve on those areas?
Just doing what I've been doing, staying in the gym each and every day. It's always been me and my dad. Mm-hmm. You know, him pushing me. The days I don't want to do it, he's on me. So I'm never slacking or lacking anything. But whatever it is, it could be the weight room, shooting. I'm doing it all each and every day. I'm getting it in. So
did I see a video of your dad dunking still?
I think you say. I think you're talking about my commit soon video. Yeah, he dunked it.
How old is your dad?
Yeah, 52.
Yeah, man, goodness gracious.
Good for him.
That's awesome. How big of an influence has he been? I know he's on the staff over there at Brockers, but how big of an influence just has he been on your game?
He's been a huge influence. I remember when I first started playing, he used to make me do a lot of dribbling drills. He was like, he used to always tell me how to be able to dribble the ball. You had to be able to dribble the ball, and I couldn't understand it when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And as I grew into the position that I came, it's like coming into high school, even in middle school, me being like the height that I am, and just being able to be like a positionless basketball player and handle the ball pretty well, it really helped me. So,
Fred Smith Jr. joining us on the program. Fred, what are your earliest memories of Memphis basketball? I assume you went to some games, watched them on television. What are your early memories of the team?
For sure, Coach Penny. You know, just I watch his highlights all the time, his old college highlights, man. Super exciting, super explosive. Just wanted to be like, just seeing that atmosphere even back then was crazy.
How long have you had a relationship with Penny? How long have they been really recruiting you? How's that relationship kind of grown, getting to know him, and now he'll obviously be your head coach?
Our relationship has always been pretty good. Good friend with my dad. I've been knowing him since I was a kid. So, but really, I really want to be able to try to model my game after him as well.
What has he said to you since you committed recently? And by the way, when are you officially signing? Is that tomorrow?
Tomorrow is the official signing day. I have to talk to my parents and my coaches as well. So I don't officially know if it'll be tomorrow for sure.
Okay, but it's
tomorrow is the signing day.
It's tomorrow's officially signing day. Okay, so yeah. what has Coach said about his expectations? What does he expect from you? Coming in as a freshman. What are the expectations from Coach Penny with you?
Just being able to come in, verbally be able to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take the backhand of anybody. Just being able to come in and try to be a leader, play hard, of course. And
do you expect to be impactful? Do you expect that you can make an impact in your first year?
I think I can. Being able to come in, learn the ropes, I'm a pretty quick learner, pick up on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm a pretty well-rounded guy. So,
you mentioned working on the jump shot, and the high school level, you didn't have to really shoot outside very much because you could kind of get to the rim and score pretty much whenever you wanted. But do you have that ability to step out and shoot threes? Kind of, what do you consider your range? And as you continue to work on that, do you believe that can become a strength of your game?
Yes, sir, I do. And just being able to, like, going into the off season for sure. Just, you know, even now, just every day, just working on my jump shot, and I really feel as if I get it, putting it through. But for sure, just getting a lot stronger, learning their speed, you know, at the collegiate level, because it's going to be different, of course. And as far as high school, I shot 71% from the field. So
right, you've had obviously a lot of games under your belt at the high school level at Briarcrest. You've played a lot of good against good players. You've played a lot of good teams in the area. Is this something that you maybe look at trying to help other guys who are looking at maybe their college chances and opportunities, whether it be for next year or the year after, and maybe lean them towards Memphis if they are players that could play, have the caliber of playing at the University of Memphis? We've always talked in years past about players who have so many friends from the area to kind of steer them in that right direction. You think you could be also a soundboard for those players, and maybe this will start a new trend, a return to local players playing for Memphis?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I talk to a lot of kids, even friends. They go to different schools around the city. My guy, my teammate Joshua Huggins, you know, very talented. Man, super strong to be a sophomore. People think he's a senior.
Right.
He's only a sophomore. He has two more years of high school left. He's crazy. His ability, the way he passes, the way he plays. But yeah, for sure, him. You know, a couple kids around the city. DJ Okoff that goes to Bartlett, Braylon, Dylan. Those guys. Yeah, I always talk to them about that. So.
That's fantastic.
Putting the whole group together. That'd be a pretty impressive group if you got all those guys.
Yeah, we always communicate about it. You know, we make jokes about it all the time. But I feel as if, you know, with Cello officially committing and getting ready to sign, of course, and me officially committing and getting ready to sign, it for sure has, you know, been the conversation or the main topic a little bit more.
Hey, since we have you on the air, Cello Jackson, what type of player is Memphis getting in him?
I would say a dog. Yeah, a dog for sure. Super aggressive, you know, a real point guard.
Mm-hmm.
He's very unselfish. Really wants to get others connected, and really just a winner. I feel as if me and him, we're both winners, and we've showed that if you check our resume. So a lot of success.
Yeah, just check out the resume. That seems to be the trend now. It's like, look at the resume. You got two state championships. For sure you're a winner.
Officially, how tall are you?
6'7". A lot of people, you see it on the headline. A lot of people say, or just like recruiting pages or whatever, you see 6'8" or 6'9", but 6'7", maybe 6'8", but
6'7", what are you weighing?
I haven't checked my weight in a while. I think like 225 though.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Well, strong.
That's strong. That's strong.
Strong guy in high school, but like you said, the next level, you got to even be stronger. All right, final few moments here with Fred Smith Jr., the 2-time Mr. Basketball winner at Briarcrest Christian, now headed to the University of Memphis. Who are a few of the guys in the NBA that you like to watch and maybe try to emulate? Your game is maybe something that you see in them, and you try to emulate that on the court.
I would say a lot of big guards. So I watch a lot of Cade Cunningham.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Naz Reid, who plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves, the way he moves, pretty big and smooth. Well, you know, of course, the guys like LeBron James, Kevin Durant. Somebody I really watch, other than Cade Cunningham and Nas.
Right. Big, strong, yeah, physical guys that could play, small forward, guard. You're a pretty versatile player.
Yeah, I watch a little bit of Paul Pierce. Penny, of course. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay. And then last thing for you, what was the experience like under Coach Harrington at Briarcrest? Obviously, you had a lot of success. Must have been a fun 4 years for you.
I could write a book on this. It's been amazing. Coach, since I was a freshman, he wrapped his hands around me and really just pushed me each and every day to be not only the best person I can be, but basketball player as well. He holds me accountable even now in school. If he catches me late for a class or whatever, he's on to me. He's getting on to me, and it just really shows how much he cares and how genuine he is as far as like the relationship that we have. You know, it's not just on the court, even off the court. So regardless of any accolades or anything that I've won, he's always been there for me, regardless of whatever it's been. And I appreciate him so much, and the rest of the staff, of course.
That is great to have people in your corner like Coach Harrington, like your parents, Fred. Really appreciate your time. Want to congratulate you again on all the success you had at the prep level. Now we're looking forward to having all that success and watching you grow as a Memphis Tiger. Congratulations. Looking forward to watching you play, and thank you so much for joining us.
Sir, thank you. I appreciate y'all for having me again.